So you mentioned PD-L1,
Yeah.
and of course, we've just seen the data that came out at the ESMO meeting in Copenhagen looking at first-line therapy with pembrolizumab. Can you kind of summarize what was presented there and what you think it means to clinical practice?
Sure. So it was a randomized phase III trial for patients who had, and it's important to mention there are multiple different PD-L1 antibodies that are being used in conjunction with the different checkpoint inhibitors.
But they're all IHC tests?
They're all IHC tests. And there's variability, though. There's been some analyses done showing that for most of them, there's actually fairly good concordance. But still, this was specifically with that clone, the 22C3 clone, looking for patients who had at least a 50% expression cut point. So it's a pretty high cut point, and it's ending up being about 30% of patients or so who would qualify. And so in that trial, then patients who were eligible who hit that cut point, and I think they screened close to 2,000 patients to get the patients who went on the trial, they were randomized to either get pembrolizumab or to get platinum doublet chemotherapy. And what the study showed was a clear progression-free survival benefit of a few months, and then also an overall survival benefit, which was what was presented. Now, the overall survival benefit was sort of based on percentage alive, I think it was at 6 months. And so we don't know what does that mean long term, but the hazard ratio was quite good. It's about 0.6.
Also, the response rate was
and,
higher.
Yeah, and the response rate was higher also. And so we had response, progression-free, and overall survival. Now, again, it wasn't a median overall survival. It was sort of this at 6 month time point, and both numbers were quite good, but it was still statistically significantly better. And so I think that does change practice such that we are, I think, now obligated in any patient with a non-small cell lung cancer to test for PD-L1, and if they're positive, to think about offering them that.